Today's submission is a deep dive into the new enterprise inference economy, specifically dissecting the impact of OpenAI's $200 a month GPT-6 Pro quota limit compared against the cheaper pricing architectures of Google Gemini, Anthropic Claude, and DeepSeek. Let's jump straight into the feedback, starting with the financial breakdown.
Yeah, sounds good. So the financial breakdown of OpenAI's defensive pricing is incredibly detailed, yet it misses an absolute layup when it comes to evaluating the actual return on investment against these low-cost competitors.
Right. It definitely feels like something is missing there.
Exactly. The main weakness here is in how it analyzes cost in a total vacuum. Like, it heavily emphasizes the $1 per query cost of GPT-6 Pro versus DeepSeek's 27 cents per million tokens, but it entirely fails to quantify the corresponding value or accuracy delta between those models.
I noticed that too, actually. It feels exactly like, you know, reviewing a luxury hypercar solely by looking at its fuel gauge without ever mentioning its top speed.
Yes.
The material just inherently assumes all reasoning tokens are of equal quality simply because they get generated.
Yeah, that's exactly the issue. And I mean, if we assume all tokens are equal, we ignore the reality of how these models actually process complex logic in the wild. To fix this, the suggestion is that the author really needs to introduce a strict value to cost justification framework.
So push the analysis past just the raw expenditure.
Precisely. We have to explain the actual mechanics of when a cheaper model fails. For a concrete example, they could build out a strict break-even calculation, show the reader exactly how many failed logic attempts by a low-cost model like DeepSeek R1 or, say, Qwen 2.5 are economically required to justify escalating that prompt to a single $1 GPT-6 Pro query.
Oh, wow. Right, because if a cheaper model gets stuck in a logic loop and hallucinates three times, you've just burned compute time and introduced massive latency.
Exactly. At what exact millisecond or token count does the enterprise router dynamically look at the failure rate and say, enough, send this to the premium model? That's the actionable architectural insight that engineering leads are actually looking for.
That break-even calculation on cost makes total sense for individual queries. But zooming out to the macro enterprise level, separating the subscription tier breakdowns from the API routing architectures, creates a deeply disjointed narrative for enterprise decision makers.
I completely agree.
Because by segmenting the workstation hardware analysis from the API discussion, it feels like the author is hiding the reality of how hybrid deployments actually function.
Right. The glaring gap here is that the material basically treats the cloud subscription showdown, like Gemini's $20 tier and Claude's $30 team plan, as an entirely different financial reality from the multi-tiered API cascading blueprint discussed at the very end of the piece.
Yeah, they aren't separate ecosystems at all. I mean, the local small models and the cloud constraints directly dictate each other. If I'm an engineering lead, my local hardware is constantly fighting with those strict cloud rate limits.
They do, and those limits aren't just abstract ideas. They are hard structural boundaries. To strengthen this, the suggestion is to synthesize these sections by explicitly mapping the subscription constraints directly onto the three-phase triage protocol.
So, rather than just treating those token quotas as passive fallbacks, we need to show the actual real-world stakes for the developers.
Exactly. Instead of just listing what the token limits are, explain exactly how they govern the system's logic. Take phase three of the routing architecture, for instance. And again, this is just one approach out of many, but you could specifically calculate how the 200-message GPT-6 Pro limit or Claude's 4,000-token thinking budget explicitly dictates the routing algorithm's logic.
Wait, so getting right into the weeds of the triage algorithm?
Yeah.
Because if you're an enterprise decision maker listening to this, you don't just care about the $30 Claude team plan in a vacuum. You care about how that $30 constraint forces your engineering team to dynamically triage requests and, you know, potentially rewrite their API routing logic from scratch just to avoid hitting a hard paywall. Well, to recap this critique, the material makes a highly compelling case regarding the new inference economy, but it can be significantly strengthened in two key ways.
Right. First, push beyond raw costs by directly contrasting OpenAI's paywall with the measurable output quality and latency of cheaper models using a break-even calculation.
And second, unify the currently fragmented subscription and API routing sections into one cohesive financial blueprint that shows how rate limits actively drive routing logic. Implement these structural integrations and please submit your revised work back in for another critique.